I'm Rick Henson with this check of sports on KJAN. In high school softball action on Friday, May 28th, in Western Iowa Conference play, it was Missouri Valley over IKM Manning 13-0. Tri-Center skipping past Riverside 5-4. Underwood was a 15-5 winner over Audubon, and AHSTW down Trainer 6-5. In Rolling Valley Conference softball, it was Cam beating West Harrison 14-2. Exira EHK a 7-4 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard, and Booyer Valley defeating Glidden-Ralston by a score of 10-9. In corner conference action, it was Griswold beating East Mills 16-4, Sydney over Fremont Mills 11-1. Also in softball action, non-conference play, Ballard defeated Atlantic 12-2. It was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over St. Albert 13-5. Glenwood downing Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 12-1. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Wayne over East Union 7-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's defeating Central Decatur 17-5. Mount Air was a 12-0 winner over Bedford. And Lennox beat Southwest Valley 10-0 in softball. In baseball action Friday, it was Missouri Valley beating IKM Manning 3-2 in Western Iowa Conference play. Trainer was a 10-7 winner over AHSTW. Underwood beat Audubon 11-1. In Rolling Valley Conference baseball, Cam was a 6-5 winner over West Harrison. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Exira EHK 14-2. In the corner conference, it was East Mills over Griswold 9-6. In baseball, Sydney beating Fremont Mills 9-0. The Pride of Iowa Conference saw Mount Air over Bedford 16-1. I-35 over Southeast Warren by a score of 7-3. In non-conference baseball action Friday, Bishop Heelan defeated Harlan 5-1. Creston was a 6-2 winner over Nottoway Valley. Denison beat Otobolt Arthur BCIG 13-4. Southeast Valley was a 22-8 winner over West Central Valley. Woodbine beat Whiting 15-0. It was Winterset defeating Oskaloosa by a score of 7-2. In Major League Baseball action on Friday, it was the Cardinals over the Diamondbacks by a score of 8-6, a game you might have heard here on KJAN. Also, the Royals defeating the Twins by a score of 8-3. The Angels were beaten by the Athletics 3-1 in Major League Baseball action. Also, the Cubs were a 1-0 winner over the Reds. The Blue Jays beat the Indians 11-2. The Red Sox were a 5-2 winner over the Marlins. Also in Major League Baseball, Tigers were a 3-2 winner over the Yankees. The Padres beat the Astros by a score of 10-3. The Giants were an 8-5 winner over the Dodgers. Mariners defeated the Rangers 3-2. Games that were postponed from Friday included the Rockies of the Pirates, the Brewers of the Nationals, and Braves at Mets, not to mention the Orioles versus the White Sox. In state golf action Friday, the Westwood Golf Course in Newton, AGWSR, took home the Class 1A state title with a team total of 681, which was 10 strokes ahead of second-place Newell Fonda. Fremont Mills finished 6th and St. Albert was 8th. Lucas Gunderson of Harris Lake Park topped the field in the individual race with a 7-over par for a total score of 164. In team scoring Class 1A, again, it was AGWSR in first place with 681. Newell Fonda had a 691 for second. East Buchanan placed third with a score of 695 in team play. Also with St. Edmund in fourth with a score of 710. North Tama fifth. Fremont Mills sixth. Newman Catholic seventh. St. Albert eighth. And North Cedar placed ninth. In Class 2A, it was West Branch with a top score of 644. Grundy Center with a 645 for second place. Lake Mills placed third with 646. Hudson was in fourth with 653. Boyden Hall was fifth place with 662 total team score. Gamper Catholic, Western Christian, Beckman Dyersville, and Emmitsburg round out the top nine teams. In Class 1A high school individual tennis action on Friday, Class 1A first-round singles matches, it was Jeff Miller of St. Albert over Caleb Briggs of Pella, 6-2, 6-2. Andrew Lawrence of Shenandoah over Sam Timp of Dubuque-Wallert, 7-5, 3-6, 6-4. Rowan Martineau of Dubuque-Wallert over Nathan Brown of Clarinda, 6-0, 6-4. And Abbott Hainer of Keokuk over Brock Runs of Harlan, 6-0, 6-1 in Class 1A first-round singles. In the quarterfinals, it was Jeff Miller of St. Albert over Rowan Martineau of Dubuque-Wallert, 6-4, 6-1. Ben Craven of Boone over Andrew Lawrence of Shenandoah, 6-0, 6-1. Semifinals today will pit Jeff Miller of St. Albert against Cameron Luring of Applington-Parkersburg. The first-round consolation will pit Brock Bruns of Harlan against Owen Thomas of Applington-Parkersburg and Nathan Brown of Clarinda versus Caleb Briggs of Pella. The Class 1A doubles matches in tennis on Friday saw the team of Hicks and Supper of Kemper over Grant Sturm and Ethan Sturm of Atlantic, 6-3, 6-3. Dom and Reese of Denison over Finnegan and Schuster from Shenandoah, 6-0, 6-0. Class 1A quarterfinals of tennis, it was Anderson and Bronham of Decorah over Hicks and Supper of Kemper, 6-2, 6-2. Fair and Freeburger of Dubuque-Wallert over Dom and Reese of Denison, 4-6, 6-4, 6-2. The first round consolation saw Coe and Quarter of Cedar Rapids Xavier over Finnegan and Schuster of Shenandoah 6-0, 6-1, and Wilkins and Jaworski of Grinnell over Sturm and Sturm of Atlantic 6-4, 6-2. Second round consolation will pit Hicks and Sumpa of Kemper against McPartland and Zero Boone and Dom and Reese of Denison versus Blackford and Schindler of Marion. In Friday's Class 2A regional soccer action, it was Carroll over Storm Lake in Region 1, 1-0. Region 2 saw Harlan beat Denison Schleswig in soccer, 2-1. It was Panorama over Atlantic, 7-0. And Region 3 winner set was a 4-0 winner over Perry. Cali Logue joined Iowa State's contingent of NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championship qualifiers with her 8th place finish Thursday night in the women's 10,000-meter run at the NCAA West preliminaries. Logue clinched her trip to Hayward Field and her first outdoor championship appearance with a time of 33:46.05 at E.B. Cushing Stadium. Already with NCAA Indoor and Cross Country All-America honors to her name, she'll get to add to that on June 7th in Eugene, Oregon. The Cyclone Junior was always among the lead pack throughout the race, keeping herself within contention for one of the 12 spots in Eugene. The field whittled down to about 26,000 meters in, and when Bryce's Grace Forbes and Oregon's Kamala Cardama Baez with 2,000 to go, Logue was in a group of 7 that had gotten away from the race for 12th place. She was able to bring it home from there, crossing in 8th in 33:46.05 and becoming the first member of the Cyclone women's squad to secure a spot in Eugene. Up next, the Iowa State men will return to competition today. Field events begin at 1:30 with running events starting at 5:30. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.